This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We've got Medal of Honor Monday coming up here in just a second. Just to recap again what we've been talking about all show long. Again, if you missed any of that, the whole show is podcasted on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. We still have to get to the Disney stuff. We have to get to a technique the communist uses against you. But again, to recap what we've been talking about, how do people in power feel comfortable talking like this when almost 80% of the country disagrees with this insanity?
Dads, because we give it to all parents, whether you are the birthing parent, adoptive parent, whatever. So dads sometimes like to take that first month, and then their spouses will, take, time off, and then maybe they'll try to take additional time off after their spouse's leave is expired, or they'll take leave while their spouse is taking leave, but it's up to you.
Birthing parent? I'm pretty sure we call those moms. I believe those are mothers last time I checked. How does that go mainstream? How does that kind of language go mainstream? It goes mainstream because the people who think that's insanity want to live and let live their way out of this, and we simply cannot. All right, it's time for something good and wonderful. We'll get back to all this stuff. I should tell you my Disney story here really quickly, as long as I'm telling everybody not to go to Disney World. I'll tell you that in a second, but first let's get to this. Every single Monday, we do Medal of Honor Monday. Every single Monday. And there's nothing special about this. I love that you love it. I do. I love that you love it. I love that you're repeating it. We get emails all the time from parents and teachers who are doing this with their kids, and that's freaking awesome. Understand, anyone can do this. Everyone who's ever won a Medal of Honor, they get a citation made for them describing what they did, describing what won them the Medal of Honor, or earned them, I guess I should say, the Medal of Honor. And if we don't read these things, then they might as well not exist. We must read them and remember them. Remember these men. Remember the deeds. Spread this word far and wide. Far and wide. The reason I don't care that actors are slapping each other, because actors shouldn't matter to you or your child. These are the people who matter. These are the people I want my son looking up to. If my sons, if they never learn the name Chris Rock or Will Smith, that'll be fine with me. I want my sons to know who Jason L. Dunham is.
Ready, aim,
fire. Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
Jason L. Dunham, United States Marine Corps. For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty while serving as a rifle squad leader, 4th Platoon, Company K, 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines, Regimental Combat Team 7, 1st Marine Division. On the 14th of April 2004, Corporal Dunham's squad was conducting a reconnaissance mission in the town of Karbala, Iraq, when they heard rocket-propelled grenade and small arms fire erupt approximately 2 kilometers to the west. Corporal Dunham led his combined anti-armor team towards the engagement to provide fire support for their battalion commander's convoy, which had been ambushed as it was traveling to Camp Husabaya. As Corporal Dunham and his Marines advanced, they quickly began to receive enemy fire. Corporal Dunham ordered his squad to dismount their vehicles and led one of his fire teams on foot several blocks south of the ambush convoy. Discovering 7 Iraqi vehicles in a column attempting to depart, Corporal Dunham and his team stopped the vehicles to search them for weapons. As they approached the vehicles, an insurgent leaped out and attacked Corporal Dunham. Corporal Dunham wrestled the insurgent to the ground and in the ensuing struggle saw the insurgent release a grenade. Corporal Dunham immediately alerted his fellow Marines to the threat. Aware of the imminent danger and without hesitation, Corporal Dunham covered the grenade with his helmet and body, bearing the brunt of the explosion and shielding his Marines from the blast. In an ultimate and selfless act of bravery in which he was mortally wounded, he saved the lives of at least 2 fellow Marines. By his undaunted courage, intrepid fighting spirit, and unwavering devotion to duty, Corporal Dunham gallantly gave his life for his country, thereby reflecting great credit upon himself and upholding the highest traditions of the Marine Corps and the United States Naval Service. How about that? That's a man right there. Rest in peace, Corporal Dunham. All right, let's get back to all the rest of the stuff. Let's get to some emails before I tell you my Disney story, and we'll get to the Disney news and a technique the communists use on us and everything else. Again, went up to go see St. Louis this weekend. The great 104.9 The Patriot put on a big event for us up there. I just want to reinforce again, if you're more of a loner like I am, maybe you're an extrovert. This is not hard if you're an extrovert, but if you're more of a loner like I am, you want to knock off work and read a book, watch a documentary, get up a Bud Evies, get out to these events. When you get out to these events, you find out there are so many people who think like you think, and it can be inspiring, and it can be helpful. You know, there are all kinds of people running for school board and such there. It was really, really cool. It was great in St. Louis. Great people. Hey, Jesse, what's your position on the various hazards, physical, political, and social, with 5G? He said, 5G is obviously the new cell phone coverage. My answer is, I don't know. I'll tell you what I think about cell phone service. And this is a totally Jesse thing. I think it would be naive to think with all the Wi-Fi and cell phone stuff and with all the various things. See, the guys are going to make fun of me because I don't know anything about technology. With all the various things in the air all around us at all times, wouldn't it be naive to think that doesn't ever affect anybody? I mean, it's got to, right? On some level, I always thought it had to. What, Michael? Yeah, I'm assuming it does. I know they say it doesn't, but look, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But look, when it comes to things like 5G and stuff like that, that's wave of the future stuff that cannot be stopped. That's probably how I look at it. All right, back to what I was talking about, my Disney story. Remember, we've been talking about Disney and how horrible they are. In case you haven't been following along, Florida finally signed into law a bill that simply says, please don't talk to my kindergartner about sex. That's really not anything that anyone needs to be discussing with my kindergartner. Disney, of course, came out and blasted it as soon as it was signed into law. They put out some big public statement. So, okay, the largest children's corporation in the world has made it very clear that they believe your kindergartner should be groomed. They do. Going to that latest Disney movie? Going to Disney World? Going to Disneyland this summer? And again, I applaud Heavy D, who blasted right back at him with this.
And so we will continue to recognize that in the state of Florida, parents have a fundamental role in the education, health care, and well-being of their children. We will not move from that. I don't care what corporate media outlets say. I don't care what Hollywood says. I don't care what big corporations say. Here I stand. I'm not backing down.
Yeah, good for him. Okay, so on that, I figured I might as well expose my hypocrisy in that I have been to Disney World. Now, this was a few years ago, obviously, but still, I've been there. I mean, they've got my money. My money's already spent. They've got there. And I ended up scaring some poor young couple to death, and I think it was their honeymoon. I'm almost positive it was. And so allow me to explain what happened, and then we'll get back into all the news and everything else. All right, so the kids, I think this is 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, kids are, I grew up the same way you grew up, watching the old school Disney movies, like Lion King, stuff like that, and watching Looney Tunes, watching all that stuff. Who doesn't watch all that stuff? So my kids grew up on the older school cartoons the same way we did. And eventually we decided, hey, why don't we take them to Disney World? We heard Disney World was run really well. And we heard, you know, some rides are going to be fun, and it's obviously outrageously expensive, so we had to save up for a while to be able to go, but we decided we're going to take them to Disney World, and we did. took them down to Disney World. I think we had to limit it. I'm sure you've done this before. We're all doing this now. I think we had to limit it based on what we can afford. It initially started out as one of those, hey, let's go for a week. Oh, or 4 days is even better. Maybe three. No, I think it was 4 days. It might have actually been three, but I think it was 4 days. And so finally the day comes and it's time to leave. Well, again, we had to limit the vacation based on how much money we had, so we also couldn't afford to fly. We were driving. We were living in Texas, and we drove clear to Florida, and then we had to drive home. Well, there's a... I know you're going to find this shocking, but there's a real flaw with me. Only one. I mean, I can't think of any more, Chris. But there's a flaw with me, and it comes with getting places and leaving places. I'll explain what I mean and how I ended up freaking out some poor young couple here in just 1 second. But listen, we talk a lot about putting our money where our morals are, don't we? And we talk a lot about, honestly, the value of a good night's sleep. We talk about both those things. Remember, I know this is wild, but you spend a third of your life in bed. One third of your life is spent in bed. Don't ever shortchange yourself on what you sleep in. Well, you can get the best quality sleep stuff and support a company that shares your values when you shop at MyPillow. I've told you about their amazing Giza Dream Sheets, and they are incredible. Right now, lowest price ever. Lowest price ever. They are 60% off. You can get them as low as $39.99. You know how I always tell you to buy two sets so you always have one on when the other's in the wash? Do you think now might be the time to do that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the code Jesse, and you get Giza Dream Sheets for 60% off. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. And in case you missed Medal of Honor Monday or missed any other part of the show, the whole thing's available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, make sure you leave a 5-star rating in review talking about how handsome I am. And it's very, very important for the future of the show. And as I've been telling everybody, because we're talking about Disney's outrage over the Florida bill, that I'm a huge fat hypocrite. Because I've been to Disney World 4 or 5 years ago. Been to Disney World. Took the kids down to Disney World. And I have a flaw. And I know what you're saying. Jesse, but you're the Oracle and you're the Shogun. How could Sombrero Jesse ever have a flaw? And honestly, I understand that way of thinking. I don't have very many of them, obviously. There are very, very few. Very few. But one of them is when it comes to travel. And I don't know what this is. I know I get it from my father because he was the same way, but I don't know what it is. And this is what I mean. As a kid, remember I've told you before, grew up in Ohio and we moved to Montana. Well, before we moved to Montana, we had took a bunch of cross-country trips in our car. My old man was looking for work, just trying to find some work so we could pay bills and whatever we move, wherever we move. And so we stayed in a lot of hotels. You know, you're finding it was always a Motel 6 or a Best Western or something affordable, not made of money, and we're staying at hotels. Well, we would find at the end of a long day, the old man would drive almost all the time. My mother didn't do much driving, and now my wife doesn't do much driving. And look, it's a safety hazard. Quit. Anyway, at the end of the day, though, we'd get to the hotel, and we'd park, go in, check in. Hey, Kelly's this room. And from the second we would get to the hotel until all the bags were unpacked and unloaded and we were ready to go, the old man was in a bad mood. And you better keep your mouth shut and don't be annoying and stay out of his way. He was just in a bad mood. I never quite understood it when I was a kid. Like, what are we just got to the hotel. Isn't this a good time? But until those bags are unloaded in the room and we're parked and checked in and we're in the room, it's just bad mood. Now, I'm the same way. When I get to somewhere, it doesn't matter, traveling or flying, driving, when I get to somewhere, until I get settled, I guess is probably the best word I could use, until I get settled, I'm not that comfortable. I'm anxious. anxious isn't the right word. I'm antsy. Antsy is a great word. Yes, Michael, antsy. I'm antsy. I want to get checked in. I want to get the bags set down. If we have hang-up clothes, I want them hung up. I want to take my little hygiene kit and make sure it's in the bathroom. Until that happens, I get aggravated at anything that's getting in my way from that happening. Kids, get out of the way. I'm hauling the bags in there. Go grab that. You know, I'm the same way. It's exactly. Look, fully admitting this to you, I realize this is a flaw. And I have the same flaw when I'm leaving a place, especially if I'm road tripping. Which we were. Again, we went out to Disney World. We didn't have enough money to fly. So we had to road trip it back from Florida back to Texas. And I knew I'm going to be doing the bulk of the driving because I handle the driving in the family. Again, safety hazard. I'm going to handle the driving. And I want to get on the road. Now, that's the bad news. The even worse news is the wife shares this with me. Shares this same kind of antsiness until we're on the road. She gets up and she wants to get moving too. Kids, get this done, get that done, get this done, get that done. Now, that can make for some arguments. It can make for the kids getting snapped at now and then, which they shouldn't when they didn't really earn it. They're just boys being boys. But it also means for some very efficient travel in the Kelly household, which brings me to Disney. We wake up in the morning. We're supposed to leave in Disney. And again, we're traveling from Florida back to Texas, and I'm almost positive, I may have this wrong, I'm almost positive we were going without a stop. So do the math on that. Orlando to Houston, I'm going to be doing almost all the driving, no stop. So we've got a long day. We wake up in the morning, and the second my eyeballs open up, I'm stressed and I want to go. Let's go. Get up. Get in the shower. We're moving. We're leaving. Let's go. Time to go. We're rolling. All right? Part of this efficiency was we decided to divide up duties. All right, the kids are hungry. Kids got to eat in the morning. I'm so ready to go. I'm not even going to bother. Just give me black coffee. That's all I need. We decide we're going to pack up the bags, and then I will take the bags to the car. The wife will take the boys down for breakfast. She's going to take the boys down, get them some food while I load the bags into the car. And she's already on them. Like, you better eat fast. You know, get moving. Shovel that food in there. I haul the bags out to the car. It's hot. This is Orlando in the summertime, so I'm sweating. I get out to the car, and we have, again, we still have the same car. It's an SUV. I think it's 8 years old. What is this, 2014? Yeah, I think it's 8 years old. We have an older. I mean, it's fine. It's in fine condition, but an SUV. But it is one of the ones where it has a setting on the back of it where, you know how you open an SUV and the back door will open so it's basically, it's practically pointing to the sky. Or so you can open it in a garage that doesn't have vaulted ceilings, because who has a garage like that? You can reset the settings on it and the back of it will only open 3/4 of the way. Now, as you're looking at it, I want you to understand, if the back is open of to the SUV and you're looking at it from the side, the back would not even be even parallel with the roof of the SUV. It's down. You hear me? It's down. I'm 6'8". Are you understanding exactly where this story's going here? So I get downstairs with all the bags. I finally, there was actually a wait to get one of the luggage carts, and it was too much luggage for me to haul out in one trip. So already I'm bothered because there's a wait. It was nobody's fault, but I'm bothered because I want to get the stuff in the car. She's got the kids in the eating breakfast. It's like 10 minutes. I'm like, there's a 10-minute delay already because I didn't get the cart right away. This is going to be a problem. We're losing time. You know, how many times have you heard your father yell, "We're losing time"? I've heard this a million times. Finally get my hands on the cart, get it up to the room. There's a long wait in the elevator. Other people are checking out. I get the bags in the cart. I get it back in the elevator, and I start humping it out in the parking lot. We also couldn't afford good parking. So the car is parked way. It had to be 3/4 of a mile to the SUV through the Orlando heat, hauling the luggage out to the car. I get out to the car, press the button, open up my bag, and it's time to load the bags. And I accidentally ran out of time. I'll finish this in just a second. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show anything you want, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. All are welcome here. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. They all go right to Chris. He prints them off for me. I read them. Download the whole show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Look, we can continue to talk about my story or we can focus on Dome.
If you could encourage our nation right now, what would you say?
I would say, first of all, thank you for being a fighter.
Hold on. I'm going to get back to my story. Thank you. Did we find the new fill-in buzzword out there? Remember how the famous Salazar ends this interview.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course!
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Thank you. All right, back to my story. So I'm in Disney World. I get all my luggage. I get it out to the SUV where the back hatch only opens 3/4. I don't know what I was thinking. I know you're all going to make fun of me, and that's fine. I deserve it. But the first bag, I grab it. I put it in the back. Second bag, I grab it off the luggage cart, put it in the back. Final bag is the biggest bag, the biggest, heaviest bag. I don't know whether it was because it was the heaviest bag. And look, I've got a wife. It's a heavy bag. Who knows what kind of cinder block she has in this thing. But I grab the bag. And I've already loaded 2 bags. So I know about the height of the back hatch that's pointing right at me. But I just brain farted it, I guess. I grabbed the bag. And I kind of bend with my legs because I'm going to turn around and get a little extra oomph on it as I get it chucked in the back of the SUV. And I swing it that way and wham, I smash the side of my head into the very edge of the back hatch of the SUV that's pointed out to the parking lot. And when I say the side of my head, I mean it smashed right into my ear. And I hit myself so hard on the back hatch. I mean, it was as if I didn't know it was there. I hit myself in the head so hard that I'm probably concussed at this point in time, if we're being frank, because I'm seeing stars. Immediately, I can't see straight. I hit my head that hard. And so I go down to a knee, and I'm trying to shake the stars out of my head because I'm trying to just get my eyes cleared up and figure out what the damage is. And I kind of reach my hand up and touch that side of the head, my left hand, and I touch my ear, and I can feel it. And I've been in a couple fights before. I know what this feeling is when something hurts and you reach up and feel it, and it's warm. And then maybe it's your imagination, but it feels like it's dripping. And you think, oh, no, I'm bleeding. I reach up. I hold the side of my head kind of on my ear. And then I pull my hand off and look at it, and my hand is full of blood. And it's running down my arm. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, no. And again, you want to talk about a flaw? My immediate thought is, oh, this is going to delay when we get out of here. And so I reach up, and I should stop telling these stories because that makes me sound so stupid. I reach up. And I know I've got to get inside. I've got to get back in the building, not just to grab the wife and kids. I've got to get something on this ear so it's not bleeding all over my shirt for the entire day of travel. Well, I don't have anything to stop the bleeding with at this point in time. Now, I had a first aid kit. Always keep a first aid kit in your car. It just didn't occur to me to go for it. So instead, I'm scrambling, and I think, okay, well, I've got luggage. So I just unzip the first bag I find. And I just reach in and grab anything that's cloth because I'm going to try to mash it into my ear to stop the bleeding. I pull something out, ball it up, and smash it into my ear. I then look at it. It's a pair of boxer shorts, a pair of my own boxer shorts. Oh, yeah, used boxer shorts. So that's very great as far as infection goes. So I have this jammed pair of used boxer shorts in my ear, and I start walking back into the hotel hurriedly because I need to race up to the room, try to clean my ear up and stop the bleeding before I pick up the wife and kids. I told you I'm stupid. I get into the building. Remember, Disney's a destination for a lot of people. not just children. It's obviously aimed at children, but it's a destination for a lot of people from around the world. It's a popular honeymoon spot for newlyweds. And also keep in mind this. I am 6'8". I am enormous. Whenever I meet people, I just did it this weekend in St. Louis for the great 104.9 The Patriot. I just did it this weekend where I meet people and they say, my goodness, you can't tell you're that big on the radio. It happened. Oh, 6'8 is big. I press the button. I'm mashing the button because everyone knows the elevator comes down faster if you mash the button a bunch of times. Elevator opens up. Bunch of people get off. They're kind of giving me the side eye. And then I step into the elevator and thankfully I'm alone. And I press the button to our floor and then, oh, wait. And this couple comes in and bless their hearts. They were not only young, very clearly newly married, but tiny people. He couldn't have been 5'6", 5'7", 120 pounds soaking wet, maybe. And his wife was even smaller and they were kids, man. They had to be 20, 21, I don't know. And I'm not thinking about it. I'm leaning against the wall of the elevator with a pair of dirty underwear mashed into my ears, blood dripping down my arm. And by this point in time, it had dripped all the way down the left side of my face. And I turn and I look to them and they're recoiling in horror as far away as you can get from someone in the elevator. That's how far they were buried into the corner. And I kind of gave them a half smile trying to make them feel better. And now that I remember it, it must have looked totally sinister. I'm sure I had blood on my lips at this point in time. But long story short, that's not nice, Chris. A Frankenstein reference is not very nice. I didn't look like Frankenstein. Long story short, they got to their floor first. You've never seen two people get off an elevator as fast as those two poor kids got off the elevator. And if by chance you are listening to the show now and you're one of those two people, I have no doubt you remember this experience. You are more than welcome to email into the show and we will email you back a formal apology for that being how you started off your honeymoon. I swear I meant you no harm whatsoever. There. That's my Disney story. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is time to have a little bit of a different conversation here. Chris Wallace. I'm sure you probably remember Chris Wallace. He was with Fox News forever, and then he kind of weirdly quit Fox News to go join not CNN, CNN Plus. And the reason I say it's weird is this. One of the most underrated things in the world is longevity at your current employer. It just is. It's something I've always valued because everything, I mean, if it's a good employer or you have a good employee, it just naturally gets better the longer you're there. It naturally gets better. You learn each other's ways. You learn to appreciate each other better. You learn what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. And remember, this is a rumor. I don't know. I don't have inside baseball information on this. I just heard a rumor, fairly reliable one, but a rumor that Chris Wallace was making over $10 million a year at Fox News. Obviously, that's big boy money. $10 million a year don't sound too bad. Wouldn't mind some of that, right? It sounds pretty good. I'm going to get to where I'm going here in just a second. I once again ran out of time. Before I get to that, did get another email that said, what is the defensive weapon you advertise on the show? Another lady wrote in and said, I live in a sketchy neighborhood now. What is the defensive weapon you advertise on the show? Hero gun. Hero gun. It is a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls. You should see these little things. It shoots them 100 miles per hour. Do you have any idea how much that hurts when you get hit with one? And once it hits them, no, it won't kill them, but it will engulf them in this chemical pepper cloud. It's the most brutal, debilitating thing you've ever seen in your life. Several times stronger than pepper spray. You don't need a concealed carry permit. You don't have to be a weapons guy or gal to use one. It's got a little laser sight on it. Anyone can use it. Get one for yourself. your husband, your wife, your mother, your daughter, your son. Go to hero2020.com. Make sure you save yourself some money. Use the code Jesse because it gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is a Monday, in case you missed Medal of Honor Monday, or any other part of the show. The whole thing's available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Back to what we were talking about, because we're going to talk about something the communists do to you as a technique all the time to silence you, and I'm using the Chris Wallace thing as an example of that. Just a reminder to everybody, you know who Chris Wallace is. He worked at Fox News. He did a horrible time moderating that debate between Trump and Biden, and he left Fox News, making $10 million a year, the rumor was, to go to CNN Plus. What's CNN Plus? Well, Wave of the Future is digital, and these established cable news and, honestly, traditional radio companies understand that. Yes, we're thrilled that we have a gigantic audience that listens live to the Jesse Kelly Show. I mean, who wouldn't listen to the Jesse Kelly Show? But also, we understand that a lot of people prefer to podcast it after the fact, so you can listen whenever you want. That's Wave of the Future stuff. Cable news channels are all doing this as well, moving on to a online, more on-demand digital platform. The company I work for, TV company, the first, on demand. By the way, I just did, you're a history geek. You ask me for history stuff all the time. I just did a history special on Friday for the First TV on Pol Pot and the Killing Fields. Go download the First TV app and become a First TV supporter, and you can listen to it when? On demand, right? That's the wave of the future. So these cable news companies like Fox News, they have Fox Nation. CNN, they have started something similar, one of these on-demand digital platforms called CNN Plus. Now, obviously, that's going to be wave of the future. I'm not dogging on these digital platforms, but moving from traditional Fox News, $10 million a year, to CNN Plus, that's not exactly what you call an even cross deck, all right? That's not a lateral move. That is a severe step down. Even if you move just from Fox News to CNN, they'd probably have to money whip you to do something like that. And of course, the rumor is that they money whipped Chris Wallace bad. Of course, you look, it would take a lot more than $10 million a year to get you to leave a $10 million a year job with Fox and go to CNN Plus. But none of that is actually the point of my story. What did Chris Wallace say when he was asked why? Because he's been complaining about CNN Plus, and rumor has it he's going to possibly step into the Chris Cuomo spot. And he was talking about it. And he said, I just no longer felt comfortable with the programming at Fox. And he goes on to say this, and pay attention to this, because this is going to apply to you and me and everybody. He goes on to say this: I'm fine with opinion, conservative opinion, liberal opinion. But, and you remember what that rule is? Nothing they say before the but actually matters. But when people start to question the truth, who won the 2020 election? Was January 6th an insurrection? I found that unsustainable. Okay. So what am I talking about? What's this have to do with you or me or anybody? Let's go over what he said again. Hey, I'm fine with opinion, conservative opinion, liberal opinion, but you need to understand, if you're on the right, anywhere on the right, there's such a thing as being the controlled opposition. That's what they want you to be. Communists, all the way back to the Soviet Union days, would actually allow and in some cases encourage what looked to be opposing parties, opposing voices. Why do they do that? Well, I don't want anyone who can actually stop my agenda, but I don't want to look like a tyrant who's oppressing all speech that's opposite of mine. So what I do is I allow somebody to come on here or publicly disagree with me, as long as they don't ever cross the line and disagree with me in a way that actually might change things or stop me or slow me down. Oh, no, of course I'm fine with opposing voices, as long as they don't go too far. The communists do this all the time with the right. This is a standard communist tactic that has worked really, really well in America. In fact, you can see so many loser pundits and politicians on the right play along with this and do this. Well, of course, I'm fine with everyone having an opinion. I love people on the right having strong opinions. Just don't question the election. No, I'm fine with you saying whatever you want. We need free speech. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Not that, though. Oh, of course, look, it's fine if you think about government and its role in society any way you want, but please don't question the CDC. They do this all the time, and the right falls for it all the time. I'm fine with anyone's opinion. Just don't question how we got 100% voter turnout in several precincts in swing states. 100% voter turnout is not humanly possible. It never happens. Not just one precinct, several. No, you can't question that. We're fine with you having free speech. Don't you dare question that. January 6th. You better acknowledge January 6th was a dangerous insurrection where that guy who wore antlers on his head almost took down the U.S. government. If you don't say that, you're a traitor. If you say anything other than that, you've crossed the line. They do this all the time. And here's what's wild. And this is what we have to get comfortable with. We have to get comfortable seeing the walls they put up around us, seeing these barriers they put up around us, and charging through them. We must get comfortable. Now, let's talk about something else really quickly. Let's talk about the fact that you need to practice with your weapon tonight, tomorrow, definitely this weekend. Can we all commit to once a week? Get out your Mantis X system. In the comfort of your home, sit down and practice. Real-time feedback. Drills. I don't care your level of expertise. Mantis X will make you better. The Special Forces guys use Mantis X. The Marines in Paris Island Boot Camp use Mantis X. Military-grade technology. Right at your fingertips. You can use it right in your home. Go to MantisX.com and use it today. Use it today. MantisX.com. Let's all get out there and make sure we're getting better every single day.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.